welcome to Your Photography Podcast, where we immerse ourselves in the diverse world of creative expression with photography and sometimes videography, unveiling insights from portraits and weddings to the heart of what I truly cherish, adventure sports photography, and the vibrant tapestry of an active lifestyle. Whether you've been following my adventures or you're new to f-stops and shutter speeds, this podcast is your gateway to a treasure trove of knowledge and insights. Together, we'll explore the art of working with clients, brands, capturing the essence of families, athletes, models, and products. This isn't just about capturing moments. It's a guide to masterful storytelling through your lens. Join us as we explore the intricate facets of photography as a business, uncovering the invaluable tips and tricks of the trade. Learn from our shared experiences, the highs, the lows, the transformative moments that have shaped our paths. This podcast isn't just for photographers. It's a sanctuary for those hungry to deepen their understanding of photography and videography. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just starting to find your creative expedition, get ready for a captivating exploration of the art, the business, the spirit of photography. Creativity can be your vehicle and your passport to endless possibilities. Let's embark on this adventure together. Be sure to subscribe and follow for every episode.
Hey guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a listener to the podcast. I want to make sure that I'm providing you guys with value, and I'm not going to tell you that you should do something or try something without the fact that I've already done it myself. I want to attest to this, that I have been trying this drink called Magic Mind for the last week, and it is crazy the level of focus and productivity that I've had within my workflow, within the editing, and then the fact that I would say it relieves stress as well, like it claims. It is amazing what this has done for me. I went into my Gmail, which I don't generally use as is. It's kind of one of those junk emails, but I've always just let it fill up. I went in there and deleted everything because there are a few times that I do use it, and it's nice to be able to find what it is that I'm looking for. In the beginning of my business, I did use Gmail. So it brought up old emails that I was able to use throughout the week and follow up with past clients that I haven't talked to in like 5 years. That said, I would encourage you guys to check this out. This drink is amazing. It's been crazy what it's done for me this week. If you go to magicmind.com/JANADAMP, and then with my code AdamP20, it's an extra 20% off, which gets you to 75% off. This is something that only lasts until the end of January. If you have some New Year's resolutions that you're trying to accomplish, don't wait. Don't let this slip away. This is something that I believe can help give you a little bit of edge in the work that you're doing, and you can drink it alongside like your coffee or your energy drink or whatever it is. This is truly beneficial, and I wouldn't be saying that if I didn't believe that. So really, I wanted to kind of talk within this episode a little bit more about just branding in general, or branding your photography and building your brand, being able to sell your stuff and market your stuff. Granted, marketing and branding are a little different, and I think often photographers, and myself included, we tend to sometimes get that aspect confused or muddied a little bit. We get confused in the fact that we think when we're doing our branding, we're marketing. Or when we're doing our marketing, that we're also doing branding. And they are different things, where marketing is how you get your stuff in front of people, or like the game plan to get your stuff sold, basically. Whereas branding is more or less how people see you, or it's kind of more the emotional feeling that they get from your work or your business. And I guess in a sense of that, it's really the story that your business is all about. And I think the key things to think about when you think of brands that are really iconic brands is you look at Apple or you look at Nike. Those are like really in your face standout brands. For photographers, you know, we look at Canon and Sony and Nikon, Fujifilm, Kodak, again, probably Apple, because you might be using their stuff to edit or whatever. But that's kind of, when I say brand, you know them for their brand. You know them for the identity that they have in the marketplace. And when you look at marketing, it's more how are you getting that stuff in front of people? Maybe it's an email funnel. Maybe it's your social media, which kind of ties into your brand. But I guess the real thing that I really wanted to, like, I think it's important to recognize and understand those differences and be able to discern what they are, so you can better pinpoint your game plan as a business. But secondly, like selling your images is something, and selling just the service that you might provide is something that we as photographers aren't really great at. We're great at making the images. We're great at editing. We're great at like the creative design or the, you know, color palette or whatever that might be. But sometimes when we get ready to like to tell someone about our images or tell them about the service that we provide, we're not good at that. And it's a shame a little bit because as a photographer, as someone that's either making videos or photos or whatever, you are a storyteller. And when it comes down to it, I think sometimes the starving artist aspect is like really, I don't know, emphasized when it shouldn't be, because it makes us a little bit more desperate in the sense of trying to find work. And when you're desperate to find work, it's like no different than trying to you know, find a girl to date or maybe ultimately marry, whatever. But if you're super desperate, you're more or less repulsive to the people that you're trying to attract. And so that works or is the same with business. It's the same with your clients. If you're just super needy and you're like thinking about yourself and making a paycheck and putting money in the bank and putting food on the table, often more than not, you will lose your clients. You'll be repulsive and you will not attract future clients. And so the thing to really think about when you're approaching a client is, what is your story, but also what is your story and why does it relate to them? Or what is their story? Even better, being able to ask them the questions that they maybe haven't, the hard questions that they haven't been asking themselves, and then being able to better listen to what it is that they need, and being able to then use an example of your own journey in it to like really have empathy for their story and their problems that you're trying to solve. And yeah, like that's really, I guess, what I really wanted to share with this episode, I guess, is being able to better connect with the clients that you're looking for. If you're, again, too busy trying to get money in your pocket, right? Like you're not going to do that well in that conversation because you've already like, your mind isn't in the right space to be able to actively listen to what it is that these clients or this person, this business owner, whatever it is that they need to accomplish or solve the problems that they have. When we're able to better offer up something for them because we've taken the time to listen, you'll end up landing more clients. Secondly, and this was something that I came across the other day, which I found this really, really interesting. And this is something that's like super crazy to think about. But as photographers, sometimes it's easy to like be super depressed or down on yourself when you don't land a client, when you get rejected. The thing about being rejected is oftentimes we take it super personal and we think that our work isn't good. You know, and I think sometimes we want our work to speak for itself. I remember reading a book, this has been years ago, but literally someone had this beautiful piece of work and they didn't know how to sell it. And then someone was able to like take a party plate and draw a picture of a face on it and sell it for way more than what this person was selling their art or their photography. So it really comes down to being confident in what you're doing. And that's easier said than done, right? Like confidence is it's like a personal development thing that you have to continue to work on. And so when you have someone that rejects your work, they're not really rejecting your work. They might not be in the right space for what they have. They might not understand what you're able to offer. They might not value what it is that you're offering. And that's the key thing to like really look at, is that they don't understand the value that you're bringing. And again, that comes back to you, like, but I wouldn't take it personal, but it's like, how can you better help a client understand the value that you bring. Going back to like the value that you're bringing, right? Like oftentimes, like it's such an interesting thing because it's like, well, if you don't want it, like I know other people that will. And when you can kind of develop that more, that kind of a mindset around the work that you give, it's like, well, you know what? This is actually quite a discount for the value that I'm going to offer you, for the value that I'm bringing to your business, to the value that I bring you in able, you know, in helping out your brand identity and helping out your marketing strategy and all of those types of things. It's like, if you don't understand the value, I know 10 other people that do and they can have it. And so that is really the key thing, is being able to walk away from it going, well, they didn't understand the value and that's fine because I don't want to waste my time if they don't value the work that I'm going to give them. Rather than walking away with your head down and being all depressed, maybe a couple of tears in your eye, rather than letting that moment in time affect tomorrow or affect 2 or 3 days or the week or the month even, let that give you an opportunity to be like, well, you know, someone else wants it. I know someone else does. When you develop that level of confidence in the work that you have to give and the things that you have to offer, you're going to see a change in the way that you're perceived in the marketplace and then the way people perceive the service or the work that you create. So I guess that's really kind of the interesting aspect of it, right? It's easier said than done. But I guess that's what this podcast or this episode will be, really just trying to like give you a sense of like a mindset shift a little bit that you can kind of take into this year, the new year of 2024, and use it to your advantage, because people really should value your work and value your time. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. This is a short little nitty-gritty, like I'll probably do more of these for sure. If you guys haven't yet, please give us a rating wherever you're listening and share this with somebody that found it useful, or if you found it useful, thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Your Photography Podcast. We hope you enjoy the insights and tips shared today. If you found this episode valuable, be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on future conversations with amazing photographers and industry experts. And here's a quick favor to ask. If you love what we're doing here, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us continue to bring you quality episodes. For more photography inspiration and updates on upcoming episodes, be sure to follow us on social media at Your Photography Podcast. We appreciate your support. And until next time, keep capturing those moments that tell your unique story.